is remoteoffice.fm Weekly Co-working Show, episode number 26. I'm your host, Lima Hayati. Our guest today is co-founder of Good Gorilla. Good Gorilla is a co-working space for artists, freelancers, designers, and creative entrepreneurs in 401 Richmond, located in downtown Toronto. Let's hear more from Hugh and Cassette.
Hi, Hugh.
Hey, this is I'm Hugh and this is Cassette.
Hello, Kasim.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Thank you so much for joining Remote Office Show today.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
All right, let's get started. could you tell us a bit about your background, both of you, and how you both come up with the Good Gorilla?
Yeah, well, I can start with that. So Kasem and I run a design agency for many years, and we had a small office, a very little amount of square footage, and part of the office also we invited our co-founder, Grace Shalam, which is an amazing illustrator. And we were three of us, and including some contractors, working in this small little space, and we all went to school, university together. And we found that some of our freelancer friends and creative peers would constantly kind of just join us in our office and kind of work with us or also play board games and just have general discussion about the industry. And that kept going on for a couple, you know, a few months and a couple of years. And at one point, what we wanted to do is create weekly meetings and weekly events just to invite creatives to come join us. And we would have these weekly meetings with that we would play board games and just having drawing parties and whatnot. And in addition to that, the discussion of co-working space was kind of started generated in, as a group. And every week, we decided to think about, you know, what would it co-working space for creative look like and where all our friends and members and community can join. And the way we started doing that is looking at inviting people on a weekly basis and asking them, what do you want in your space? What do you imagine a space or a studio where you can sit next to your creative peers and you can ask them questions or get instant feedback based on contracts, or you have an issue with a client and you want to, you know, quickly solve it or find a solution for that. And having a group where young entrepreneurs coming out of university are able to ask questions to someone that's been in the industry for 10 plus years, or, you know, and also, you know, just technical feedback as well. And on a weekly basis, we would, you know, there would be the word of mouth, people joining us and new people joining, and we those weekly meetings kind of generated a place where we wanted to create this co-working space. We had people that wanted to create it, and so we had more discussion, and we initially found a space where it could, you know, we were able to create this this sort of like ecosystem or business that would create all the requirements that people were willing to have. So, and also everyone kind of had like a sense of ownership regarding this space. And to give a bit of a background of the space is, you know, it is a co-working space for creatives. So freelancers that works, you know, in illustration, designers, advertising, copywriters, so, and anything that kind of revolves around the industry. And we've been open for 2 years now.
Animator, like game developer?
Yes, yeah, developers as well, yeah. Filmmakers, animators.
Yeah, so I mean, if I go into more details about who our community is, because I think that's one of the things that's really specific about our space, is we don't let everybody into the co-working space. There is some sort of like a vetting process, and it really has to do with whether you're working in a creative industry or not. So the founders are all from a creative industry, and so that's the language we speak, and that's the, you know, the struggle that we understand and that we try to resolve. And so what we decided to do is really cater to that specific demographic. So everybody that's here is, like you mentioned, in a creative field, but we're also very open and flexible about that definition of creative. So as long as you're creating something, you could be a developer, you could be a writer, you could work in marketing, you could, you know, be developing a new product, for example, we let you in into the space. And it's really, I think the demographic is between, I would say 25 to 45. Like if I had to say one age, like the average would be 30. People that graduated, but like they've been on in the field for a few years. They've worked for a little bit, and now they're starting to generate revenue as a creative and freelancer. And they can, their business is becoming more sustainable, and they're looking for something bigger than maybe their home office.
Is there any process for a new member to join you guys? Like maybe sort of, you need to have business around 2 years so we can let you in, or what is it?
Yes. So we don't, there is a process. You can't just sign up for an account on the web. Like you actually have to come for a tour first. We walk you through the space, ask you a few questions about what you do. But we don't, we also want to, while we only take creatives, we also want to have a diversity in terms of experience. So we want people who are just fresh out of school. We also want people who have a lot of experience, and we want that synergy between all these different levels, because the person who just came out of school could learn a lot from somebody who has been doing it for a long time, and vice versa. I think there's a lot to be learned. And then we're now contributing to each other. So it's really about exchanging all this, that energy and that information between them.
So you also giving new member mentorship, like how to be better at their businesses, like if the freelancer just beginner and going to, you know, 2 years and 3 years that already have agency. Are you giving?
Yeah, so it's, I would say it's like unofficial membership and mentorship. The community is designed to be very supportive. So we have a Slack channel that we all share and we chat on. We encourage all our members to ask questions and then for other members to contribute answers to them. Mm-hmm. We have design discussions that we run on a bi-weekly basis where we just sit down, have a bunch of people show up, and even like external people that aren't part of the community show up, and we talk about new topics every 2 weeks. So we'll say, okay, well, this week we're talking about taxes. How does freelancers deal with taxes? And, you know, how do you charge a client? How do you deal with contracts? How do you tackle new business? And then we all share that knowledge, and it's really about contributing and receiving information at on a continuous basis.
Like maybe finding new client?
Yeah, that's probably a question that a lot of
finding new client.
How do I get new work? Yeah.
That's my problem. I mean, not in this kind of podcast, but it's my real problem. I'm a designer too.
Yeah, well, often for us, the answer is you need to sit down and put in the hours. Like, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. You know, you can send newsletters, you can go in and send cold emails or phone calls, you can go to conferences and events, but ultimately you need to put in the hours and try the different variations. Like, I don't know any freelancer or creative in the space that's been getting work just out of, they showed up and said they wanted work. Like, they all sat down, you know, Monday to Friday, sent emails, made phone calls, did some work, updated their portfolio. They put in a lot of hours and started to slowly get more work. And now we have somebody who came out of school and joined, and that person was here every single day. When we'd show up, they would be there. When we'd leave, they would still be there. And a year and a half after school, they're now like, they were starting to hire other freelancers to help them with the amount of work they were doing. It's really
cool.
About
really good
hard and work in this one.
And that would be the biggest aspect of being part of this kind of community is the shared economy. I mean, you know, we see members constantly hiring each other for you know, for projects, and just being present and seeing another person working the same amount of hours that you are, and seeing that the person next to you is, you know, just hustling as much as you, spending all those hours, and you start building trust just in general for that, and you see their process, you start understanding their work, and you know, you get a project that, and you need to allocate to somebody else a certain specific task. This person right next to you, you know, like, hey, do you want to take this up?
Yeah.
And it's like, yes. So being able to bring yourself into the space and you know, and generate that kind of presence does help out with, you know, their jobs and just getting building up their portfolios to where they want.
About the benefit besides the mentorship, healthcare, is it correlated with COHIP?
So I mean, for those who don't know, COHIP is in Canada, and it's it basically means the co-working health insurance plan, and it's available for co-working spaces and members of co-working spaces. So we pay a membership into that, and then we have access to these plans that are discounted. Otherwise, you'd be paying the full price. And our members, after 3 months of being members, are eligible to apply for them. Now, we don't force the healthcare on everybody. Like, it's something that you add as a bonus to your membership if you want. And because some people have their own healthcare plans already or get it from their partner. But it's available, and it makes it just a bit easier to survive in an industry that's not designed for freelancers.
Yeah, especially for freelancer. How about co-working space in Toronto in general?
The landscape. I mean, from us been working together the last 5 years, we saw a rise in co-working space that focuses on startups and a lot of the tech industry, and you know, Toronto is growing really fast, and it's becoming a number one class city around the world. And something that we're noticing through after the wave of tons of spaces being open for the co-working space, we're seeing more and more spaces that's very specialized and very tailored for a specific crowd. On our side, we focus on creatives, and you know, two doors down, there's a space that focuses on do-it-yourself, building, you know, robots or, you know, different kind of mechanical things and really cool stuff like that. We have another one that, you know, co-working space that focuses on architects.
Yeah.
So it's very specialized, and I think that, you know, they're seeing that the population is able to there's so many... More and more people are going and going through the freelancing, working as a freelancer, and they're seeing that they're able to build these type of crowds. And lawyers do that as well, where lawyers will build like a space, and there'll be tons of lawyers like being part of that. And barbershops do exactly.
Barbershop?
it's not a co-working space, but I'm just seeing the model of, you know, being able to like collaborate and like building a community. Yeah. So we're seeing more and more of those spaces, and it's very much it's great. It's great to see.
How about funding? You self-funding or you got outside?
Yeah, so the funding is one thing that was great about building those weekly meetings before we opened the space is we wanted to we had people interested in them joining the space. And one thing what we wanted to do is, it was kind of like a Kickstarter. So what we did was providing early bird options. And they have, you know, it's like building a sense, building ownership in the space. And we wanted to tell them, you know, based on you providing, let's say, paying for 6 months membership, you know, we're going to take that, you know, and build a space with it. And all of us contributed, and we also, you know, self-funded the majority of the project. The building that we are in as well has been amazing at supporting us as well, part of that. So it was just a massive group of people helping each other out. But the space in itself, we couldn't have done it without the members. And spending that whole year you know, on a weekly basis, talking to them and making sure, you know, that we build something for them and you know, they're able and excited to join it. And so that was the main thing. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a say in how we were building it, and they still do. So as we add more parts and expand the space, they still get to say what they want to see, what they want to do. And that gives them a lot of ownership, and that ownership has them, you know, want to stay longer, but also want to participate and fund it. And one of the great things is we're not owned by this big corporation that's trying to churn out money out of every seat. So we're not trying to squeeze everybody in here and try to get anybody into the space. We're like precious about keeping it a very good quality community. It's not about making a lot of money. It's about, you know, generating that energy and that sharing and then continuing that way. Yeah.
And they even had, you know, when we were going through the process of even finding the location where we wanted a co-working space, you know, we saw different opportunities at different locations throughout Toronto. And, you know, we even brought, you know, some of those members and say, hey, we saw this space, the empty wow. space, tag along and let's go check it out together. And then we
nice. Would,
well, this place is too dark. I don't think there's not enough light. And like getting that feedback from those people, then it's like, okay, then, you know, that's very beneficial to see everyone's opinion. And we would have, you know, plus and minuses from each space during a meeting. And really, and then we ended up, everyone, you know, deciding or concluding on a specific space that they wanted and location-wise, you know. And so that was like a, you know, having those kind of meetings that are extremely valuable to create that community.
And everyone, so you asked the landlord? You ask the landlord to just, we want to just sing first. If we're okay with it,
yeah.
We're gonna rent it. Oh, they okay yeah. with that? Cool. is it the station, the name of the Good Gorilla, or what is it correlated between station
yeah.
and the Good Gorilla?
Okay, well, I can answer that one because I'm in charge of the branding. But the branding is
actually it's different.
it is switching a bit. We're slowly removing the station. So really, that was the name we were starting with, but we quickly moved to Good Gorilla. So Good Gorilla will be the brand that's going to be running everything, and that speaks about some of our vision for the future. So. This will be a co-working space that is run by Good Gorilla. And the way we broke it down is we looked at what is a freelancers go through in their life cycle. And basically the way we broke it down is, you know, they learn something new or they acquire new knowledge, then they apply that knowledge and produce new work. And then they go and proliferate or sell the work that they've produced. And then they cycle through these three steps. And so, As an organization, we wanted, and this is where we use the word incubator, we want to see how we can tackle all three steps and really supporting freelancers and what they're doing. So the space is really the first product we're providing, which is giving them a space to work from and to network. But then we're also building a series of workshops and events for them to learn from. We are also putting together a store and a job board and for them to, you know, sell the work, sell the books they've made, sell the illustration they've been drawing and create that circle. Well, they can come here where they're going to have this ecosystem that is there to like support them across the industry. I've mentioned it before, but we believe that the industry is not yet designed for freelancers. It's designed for somebody who gets a job and works at that company for 60 years and then retires. You know, like that company will give you healthcare and it will give you retirement money and all that stuff, and then you retire and then you're all good. But if you're a freelancer and you're moving around, nobody's taking care of your, you know, your retirement. Nobody's taking care of your insurance. You're not, if you don't do it, nobody will do it.
Yeah.
If you get sued, you're stuck. There's no big company that's going to come and help you out. And so we want to create that space that's going to really empower freelancers so we can support them in an industry that is going against them and give them all the tools and the necessary resources so they can actually move a lot faster and be empowered and become really the best in their industry.
About the job board, and you say you sell the stuff.
Yeah.
If people like sell their stuff, who's buy it?
Who's gonna buy it?
Yeah, who's gonna buy it? The community itself, or?
So we're gonna put it online, and we're also gonna put it in a retail space.
Yeah.
So our co-working space is in a beautiful building here in Toronto called the 401 Richmond Building. And that building has a lot of galleries and bookstores and art stores. And it's the perfect crowd for us. We're almost like a creative community inside an even bigger creative community. And so we're going to have a retail space inside of that where people passing by will see the work of some of our artists. We're also going to have a gallery to show some of the work. And hopefully, you know, get things accelerated for them.
Awesome. What do you see from Good Gorilla in 10 years?
Ooh.
10 years?
Yeah. Or 5 years.
That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. Retirement.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully in 10 years we spread out to a few cities. There's a lot of great cities with a lot of freelancers and creatives. I mean, just to mention a few, New York is really big. London is really big. LA is really big. They're all places where there's a high concentration of creative people doing freelancing. Hopefully we can grow our ecosystem. We can really have like a lot of products by freelancers that are designed for freelancers. You know, books and education and learning tools and online resources and you know, these really, really good communities across different cities. If we can get there in 10 years and we have all of these, I think we'd be super happy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Bye.
It was fantastic co-working story from Hugh and Kasem. You can follow them on Twitter at @bygoodgorilla. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Mark Navarro.